You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Right, welcome back to studio and welcome Lydia. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, you were in July last time. It was last...
Really? Yeah. Was that long ago?
It was ages ago, I know. And we just started talking about what we're going to talk today, but we couldn't talk about it much because it kind of just started. So, for those who don't know, you was on the X Factor 2013, wasn't you?
Yes.
And was with Nicole Scherzinger.
Scherzinger.
And that was... It's such a long time ago.
Yeah, it seems like another lifetime, really, doesn't it? Because it's such a long time ago. But yeah, I was on that. I was in the final seven girls of Nicole Scherzinger on her chair, and then I got swapped off of the chair in the cruel six chair challenge, to speak.
Oh, they still do it. They still do that. I think they're getting rid of that now, aren't they?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know if they're doing it.
Yeah, it must be horrible. When you're there, then you're not. Then you're there, you're not.
Yeah, it was obviously gutting for me, but I do feel like it's made me grow as an artist and as a person.
Yeah, definitely.
And yeah, definitely learn from it. So.
Yeah, and he was only, how old were you then? Because you're only about 22, 21 now, aren't you?
I'm 22 now. I was in it when I was 18, 19.
Yes, yeah.
So, yeah.
You're currently in The Voice. It is Series 5, would you believe? I think it's the last one on BBC before it switches to ITV, isn't it?
Yes. Love The Voice. Absolutely love it. And all the people involved in it.
Of course, it's a totally different type of show from The X Factor. It's not as harsh, is it, when you're on it? I thought The X Factor was quite harsh on the judging. This is a little bit more mellow, easy going.
You know what, I don't really like to compare the two, so I think they are completely different shows. But for me, I love The Voice, I love the coaches. I think that they all understand the artists that people want to be. And, you know, I love the blind auditions when they can't see what you look like and they just literally listen to
In
what
my
you
case,
sound
that
like.
Would be really good.
Oh, don't be silly. You're all right.
It's like, because the viewer sees it totally different, don't they? Because they can see what the judges can't see.
Yeah, they can see everything. So the coaches are literally going off of the voice, and that's it. They can't see anything about you, whereas the audience at home, the public, they can see exactly what you're doing. They're all shouting, you know, turn.
Yeah.
But yes, obviously, it's a completely different situation for the coaches.
And at that point, if you just quickly go back to the X Factor, where someone say, "Yeah, you own that stage." On The Voice, at that on the blind audition, you can't. If you walk up and down or do the splits or stand, it'll make no difference. They can only hear the voice.
I mean, it depends how quickly they turn. Hmm. I was really lucky that I had Will turn really, really quickly for me. So
that was amazing.
He see my whole performance.
Yes.
So he can make comments like that. But you know, for some people that wasn't fortunate enough to get a turn and they wasn't able to see the performance, they can't sort of say anything. They can only comment on The Voice. So,
congratulations on the turn. The song, one of my faves, Trouble.
Yes.
That's obviously you picked that song to go on with.
Yeah.
The big note at the start, was that planned? Did you think, I'm going to go on and just give them the big note and start that way?
Yeah, do you know what? I chose the song because it sort of shows off everything in my voice. You know, it shows the rapping, the high notes, everything. And I thought, I'm just going to go out there, start off with a belter and then go into the rap, and luckily enough it was good because I had Will turn straight away, so it was great.
Yeah, two turn. Who was the...
I had Will turn, then I had Boy George. And I had Ricky as well.
Of course, Ricky, yeah. When the song came on, I thought, oh, this is a tough song, because I knew it's got the rapping in it, and I've never heard you rap.
Oh, really?
And then suddenly you started rapping. I thought, oh, this is really, really good. So it was a fantastic... In fact,
thank you.
What we'll do is we'll play it.
Oh, wicked.
I've got it here. We'll play the audition so people can hear it, because I dragged this off this morning. This is... it's got a bit of talking in it, but you can hear how the big note kind of kicks straight in. And then we'll talk in a few seconds.
Good time. So when the number reflects,
There you go. Olivia Lucy, Trouble on The Voice, and that was the opening. And you could hear it on the chairs going round. And each time the chairs goes round, you could hear more like more
cheers,
screaming.
Yeah.
Does it? And one of the questions that I ultimately thought of when this scenario came up is you've gone out, you've done the big notes straight away. Obviously, you're looking at the chairs turn. Does it put you off, or does it kind of is it a relief now you know you've got one, you can concentrate on the song a little bit more?
I mean, you know what, I just sort of, I was kind of oblivious to it. Like, I didn't really know what was happening. I felt like I was in a bit of a dream.
Because he was holding up a card going like that.
Yeah, he was videoing me on his iPad. Will was.
Oh, that's what it was.
And I was just sort of, I was just confused, really. I just carried on and just tried to do the best performance that I could, because obviously Will turned so early, so obviously I wanted to show him a full performance then. I wanted to do that anyway, but as soon as he turned, I thought, right, here we go. Now I can show sort of who I really am. So, and then obviously Boy George and Ricky, and then there was Ricky and Will was on their feet sort of writing things down and filming me on their iPad, and I was like, this is crazy. It was mad.
Had you already chosen who you'd go with if they'd all turned, or if it-
You know what, I went out with an open mind. You know, they're all amazing. So for any of them to have turned for me was an amazing thing. But I did sort of listen to their pitches of what they had to say and what they feel like they could offer me. And I did feel like I'm more suited to Will.i.am, because I feel like he'd definitely get the sort of artist that I want to be.
Yeah, yeah. There's a that was filmed last year, that part, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. There's quite a few. There's a big gap between the rounds, isn't there?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
You get the because the round last night was the what we call the battle round.
Battles, yeah.
Talk me through that. So they team you up. Basically, the show, you've got you're in Team Will now.
Yeah.
They put you against one of the other Team Will players.
Yes.
This week was all Team Will, I take it. And then you go onto a stage, you sing, and they choose the best. That's if you haven't seen the show, that's basically what happens.
Yeah, so it's all sort of muddled up, though. So there'll be, like, a Team Will, then a Team Ricky,
yep,
then Team Boy George. You know, it goes through like that. But there's 12 people in Team Will, and in it, all the other teams as well. They battle two people against each other, and then six go through from the battles. But there is actually a chance for two steals.
I was trying to understand that. I remember the steals.
Yeah,
that's at the end. So if you don't get chosen, you still get a chance to be stolen.
You can have a chance to be stolen as long as there's steals left.
Right.
So all of the steals can sort of go straight away or be, you know, saved or whatever. So there is still a chance, if you don't win your battle, to be stolen to another team.
Does it have to happen on that night?
Yes. So it happens straight away. So as soon as the battles, the winner's been announced from the battle, then the other person stays on stage and there's a chance for a steal.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Some people have got lucky with that as well. I remember Ryan, who came in, he didn't get through, and then someone stealed him, whatever it is.
Yeah, stole him, yeah.
Now, the battle round, was the song was that you was given was...
Yes, was Crying, Aerosmith.
Yeah, which was a tricky song. I watched it last night with everyone else. It was a fantastic rendition.
Thank you.
Talking off air of what I thought was going to happen, and I was correct. You got through. When they put you against the rest of the contestants in Team Will, was there anyone you was thinking, oh, no, I hope I get this, or was you not bothered?
To be honest with you, I just sort of... I wasn't really concentrating on that. I just thought, you know, whoever I get paired with, I'm paired with. You know, I wanted to make it into a duet, really. I just think both of us was really competitive in the fact that we wanted to win, and it ended up being a battle. It was quite fiery. You know, the rehearsal process was quite hard. I found it quite hard because, you know, trying to make things into a duet, but it's not really working out that way.
No.
And
how long do you get to practice that?
You get a few rehearsals, so you know, with Will to guide you along. But I found that a hard process, the battles. But obviously I went out on stage and I just went for it, just give it my all, and that's all I could have done.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough to be the winner.
I was looking at the comments. I was a bit bemused with Paloma's comment. She said it was something that was too aggressive. And I thought, well, it's a battle. That's the whole idea of it.
Yeah.
Hence, it's called the battle round, so
yes,
to speak. And if you work together as a team, I think that's what she said, if you try and work together as a team. But if you risk doing that, you risk handing part of the song to the other contestant, which kind of defeats the object of the whole battle round.
You know what? You can never predict what somebody else is going to do when they step out onto the stage.
No, they change it.
You know, people can go out there with a game plan, or, you know, they just go out there being themselves. You know, I went out there doing exactly everything that I'd done in rehearsals. I had no game plan. I just wanted to go out there and do my best. But you can never predict what anyone else is going to do. So it's really hard to sort of say, oh, we're going to do a duet, when you know that each person is fighting for their place in the competition.
Mm.
It is hard.
I take it from a non-singer. You've got parts of the song. You've got a part. They've got a part. You've got a part.
Yeah.
And, of course, as you say, you could have a game plan. You've got to sing. You know, if you overstretch the last note before someone else is going to sing, they're going to be off cue, so to
speak.
Exactly. So you could actually put the other person off.
Potentially you could put the other person off. But, you know,
there's a lot to it, isn't there? People don't see when they're watching it.
Yeah, I think people just watch it and think, oh, they've gone out there and they're really angry. You know, there's a whole bit behind it where there is rehearsals, where you're trying to work things out and it's just not working out, and people step out, then they've got a completely different, you know, arrangement of the song. I'm not saying that's what Irene did, but I'm saying that that's sometimes how it goes. I've watched The Voice for years and watched the battles and thought, oh my god, I bet that they've just stepped out there and done something completely different. Yeah. So you can never predict what somebody else is going to do, and you've just got to go out fighting, and that's why they call it the battle, because everyone's fighting for their place.
Yeah. We'll come back to The Voice of a sec, because last time, according to my notes, written all down, you know, mm-hmm. last time he was in, he was working on a track, he was working on a couple of tracks. One of them was called Under My Skin.
Yes.
You've also got Turn It Up, which I think we'll play in a sec. How's that going? Still going well?
You know what? I released Turn It Up about 2 years ago, and I had a really positive response from it. I've sort of changed my direction in music now, more to urban pop, very current, very fresh, and I'm working on some different stuff now. But yeah, I mean, obviously, if you listen to it, if people are following me and following my journey, they'll think sort of, oh, that's a different style, really. But, you know, it's all sort of part of what's made me what the artist that I want to be, so...
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I haven't heard it for a while, so let's give it a whirl.
You see me moving, I like you watching, can you turn it up, boy? You're like a fire, heed my desire, can you turn it up, boy? I know that you want it, I want it too. So come and get it, boy. I know you want it, boy. I know that you like me, I like it too. So baby, won't you turn it up? Hey boy, let's turn it up and play it louder. We're gonna mix it up.
Let's get this started with.
There you go.
There you go. Turn it up.
Good, isn't it? Oh, no, let's get rid of that one. Ah, that's it. That was, how long ago was that then?
I think I recorded that about 4 years ago.
Well, I keep thinking, I think any minute now you're going to have an EP or come out, but you haven't done one yet, have you?
Well, you
kind
never
of
know.
I know you was working, you kind of half said you was working on one last time you was in.
Yes. I think with the way that I've changed direction in my music, it's very hard to sort of go from there, but I am actually working on a lot of original material at the moment to sort of, you know, show to people and release. You know, people have been waiting for quite a while for some music, so yeah, hopefully I can release it soon.
How do you find writing? Is it hard or is it...
I like writing. I like writing with other people as well. So yeah, but I do feel like I've only just sort of got into writing the last year or so, just through different experiences different, you know, inspirations that I've found.
Is it good to get a melody down and then kind of put some lyrics to the melody, or is it, or do you kind of go for the, like, writing a poem style or writing some lyrics down and then trying to get it going?
I mean, everyone works in different ways. I like writing the lyrics and a melody first, and then putting the sort of music to it, or writing to a track that's already been produced. So yeah, it works different all the time. It sort of depends. It really depends on what you're writing, do you know what I mean? You might just suddenly wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and think, oh my God, I've just thought of an amazing line for a song, you know, and write it down. It's all different, you know. Everyone's different at writing.
I had that once, and not too long ago. I was telling a guest the other day, I had a great idea for a song, and it was, and I think, oh, that'd make a really good song. And my son was in the car, and I was kind of singing it along, and I thought, not being a songwriter, but just thought, that's a really good idea for a song. And I got home, got out of the car, went in the kitchen, I forgot it.
Yeah.
That's it. I couldn't get it back,
you
no matter how much I tried.
You have to get it straight away.
Yeah, I mean, you need to tape it or something.
Yeah, on your phone or whatever.
But I was driving, so I was kind of singing to my son and making this song. I thought, that's not a bad little tune, eh?
Yeah.
For a non-singer, a non-musical person. So, but there you go, it's gone. So, yeah, you have to kind of scribble them down, don't you?
Definitely.
So, going back to the Voice, what's next? That's the battle rounds out of the way.
Yes.
Have you started filming for the next round, or is that to come?
The next round is to come. It's the knockouts, which is where all eight of each coach's team perform a song, and then, you know, the coach will then pick who goes further in the competition. So really excited for that.
The difference, I know we don't, it's comparing the two, but I've always noticed on The Voice is one of, not the setbacks, but the difference between the two is with the X Factor, you can be a lot of contestants who okay singers, but they can jump up and down and dance on the stage, and people go, oh yeah, you own that, you know, type of thing.
Yeah.
They can kind of go. The Voice is a little bit tighter, isn't it? You have to be able to sing, but that doesn't necessarily mean if you was the best singer in the world, you can progress. Do you think that's probably why they haven't had a voice singer with a number one hit?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I'm not sure sort of what's happened or whatever. There's been some amazing performers and singers on there. I'm just not sure what's happened from there. Do you know what I mean? But I think you've got to have the hunger and, you know, the drive to actually continue through it wherever you sort of come, whether you sort of don't get through the battles or whether you don't get a turn in the blind, you know. Even as early as that, you've got to sort of have the drive to continue through to make the artist that you want to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't know really what's happened there.
I think it's a lot of people probably mistaken with The Voice, because they concentrate so much on The Voice, don't they?
Yeah.
Because the program's called The Voice, I suppose.
Yeah. I think that, you know, people sometimes can get lost in the whole thing of they forget who they want to be and, you know, but I don't think you can allow yourself to sort of get caught up in the moment. Every performance you do has got to be, what's the word? Continuous in the fact of that you are you in every performance, and I think, you know, hopefully that's what I've done.
I think that from what I've watched of The Voice, this year is one of the best so far.
A lot of people have been saying that, actually, that Series 5 has been amazing, and do you know what? I'm so happy and blessed to be able to share the stage with some of them amazing talent that is on there this year. And yes, it's just a really exciting year, and obviously it I'm is. Excited because I'm on it. And
it is from a viewer. I'm going back to what we were saying earlier on. That some of the acts are a little bit more. Some of the early stages, you had a lot of people doing opera and all sorts of different things, which were all part of The Voice. But you knew it was going to fade out towards the later rounds. But this year, it seems to be tighter. Most of the songs or most of the artists are quite current.
Yeah, the competition's, I think everyone's completely different as well. You know, which is the good thing. There's not sort of somebody that you could say, oh, they're really similar, or you know, whatever. Everyone's completely unique, and they know sort of what style they want. I do think that everyone's enjoying it this year, especially the public, because they can sort of see the directions of different people.
Yeah,
which is good.
Jordan, who's been on one of the shows during the week here, got a call back, I believe.
Yes.
Back on, she's not done the battle round yet. Was it last night?
Yeah, she was on last night.
Do you enjoy working with her? Because I know you do.
Yeah, we did a little collab the other day. We just got together and just did a little 10-minute thing. You know, we put it up on YouTube. Yeah. Everyone was loving it. You know, she's lovely. So, and obviously a great artist to work alongside as well. So.
One of the places I keep meaning to go, and I go there quite a bit during the day mainly, and I don't normally go in the evening because I'm always DJing somewhere, but is it Lakeside, they've got the restaurant, is it La Iguana?
Las Iguanas,
Las Iguanas, and upstairs they've got where everyone sings, and you go there quite a bit.
Yeah, we went there the other week, and myself, Jordan, Alaric Green, we did a gig up there, so it was really nice, and it was packed. It was really, really nice atmosphere.
And yeah, it's a lovely setting as well because you look out across the lake. And
yeah, it is. It's really nice.
Just like being on holiday, but it's freezing.
Yeah, it's freezing cold. Don't go outside.
At least you can go and buy a handbag after you finish or something from Lakeside, if it's still open.
Maybe.
Right, let's get to another tune. Let's go for Only a Fool, I think I'm going to put on. Tell us about that one.
This track was written by a good friend of mine, Al. And, yeah, and I love this track.
Okay.
I think it's very me.
Okay, here we go.
I see the way you look at me, so much temptation in your eyes. You can take this energy you see, you ain't getting.
been a few you missed now.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. And I'm sitting here with Lydia Lucy from The Voice. Well, lots of things, really. You're famous for lots of things, really, because you've been, you're like a professional on the TV now. You've been on quite a few times.
Oh, thanks.
Which is good.
I'll take that.
And I see, because you're quite a good Facebooker, and you've got a couple of good pages, so I see you everywhere. You're doing lots of modelling at the moment, for sure.
Who's doing
all the shots for that?
I've been working with a guy called Pete Wilk. He's fantastic. Yeah, and he's a great photographer, and we work really well together as well. So, yeah, I've been doing
I suppose image is important as well.
Definitely, getting the same sort of image and what sort of styling that you want to do. So,
is that something you do on your own, or is it do it with your mum, or do you get people in?
No, I do quite a lot of styling myself, really, because I like quite a unique, way of dressing. But
What about some of the gigs? You've got some really good ones. I've seen you recently in shopping malls. I've seen you boxing rings. Quite a few schools. That must be fun.
Oh, I love doing the schools. You know what? Every time I go into a school, they're so welcoming. And, they're so supportive. And I'm just so appreciative for everything that, they support me for. And it's lovely, really. I've been sort of here, there and everywhere, I've been doing... As you said, in a boxing ring, I did a few songs in a boxing ring the other week. It was a bit random, but it was really good. So it was like a boxing evening, and then I got up in the interval and did a couple of tracks. And then, just everywhere, really. Shopping malls and anywhere they will have me, really.
quite good press as well this year on The Voice. I see that you've been in a couple of papers. They've had the clips and the bits and pieces of top people to watch, of which you're one of them. How do you get on with the pressure of that? Do you enjoy that? Is it hard being in the limelight, or is it something you're not too keen on?
I think with music, if you sort of want to be successful, you've got to expect that press are going to be sort of on you quite a lot of the time. But I'm really appreciative of all the great press that I've had over the last couple of months. Some of the articles are amazing, people to watch, people who could win and things like that. It's absolutely overwhelming, really. So I'm really happy with all the press that I've had.
It's good. And fingers crossed you're going to go all the way. I'm looking forward to it as it starts to heat up now. What's next for you? What you got coming up apart from that? Have you got gigs lined up?
Yeah, I'm really, really busy at the moment. I try and post as much as I can on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all social media. But just really, really busy sort of touring all around, doing some gigs and loads of different bits and bobs.
Yeah. Lots and lots of radio as well, I see.
Yeah, I've been doing quite a lot of radio. Yeah, I do really enjoy having a chat. I love talking, so.
So your schedule, your diary must be full at the moment.
It is a bit, but I love it. I love being busy.
Now, if people want to get hold of you, they can. Oh, I know you do quite a bit on Twitter and Facebook. Your Twitter is quite easy. It's Lydia Lucy, is it?
Yeah, at Lydia Lucy.
At Lydia Lucy.
And Facebook is Lydia Lucy.
Have you got a web page?
I have. It's Lydia Lucy Official.
Lydia Lucy Official. And if you go on there, you can click through onto and then...
Yeah, you can find all my social media through there. And, the only other one, I think, is Instagram, which is Lydia Lucy Official anyway. They're all pretty much the same. I'm sure if you type Lydia Lucy, you'll find me.
Yeah. And you're on there all the time. So you update on all The Voice. You see all the videos and all the songs. And also places you're appearing at are on there as well. So listen, keep in touch. I shall be tweeting out each time you're on the programme, and we'll have to get you back after it's all finished.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
And recap. Lydia, it's been fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, we're going to have a song now. This is a new one from Aluna George. Do you like Aluna George?
Yeah, I do like Aluna George.
This is featuring Popcan and a track called I'm In Control.